Now will you notice, the first burden here is against Babylon, the judgment of Babylon. That's the way it opens. The judgment of Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amos, did see. Now, this city of Babylon here, it became one of the great cities of the ancient world. In fact, it is the first great world power, and so recognized by Daniel in the 7th chapter, and also in the vision of the image. Daniel could say to Nebuchadnezzar, "Thou art the head of gold." The first great world power. And it was a great world power. Now, this future city of Babylon is to be, actually, I should put it like this. It was future when this was given. But probably we ought to put it in our own time zone. And it would be that Babylon will be rebuilt. And yet it says it'll never be rebuilt. What do we mean? And Babylon also, we'll see it here, is a symbol of the united rebellion against God that began at the Tower of Babel, and it will end over there when we get to the 17th and 18th chapters of the book of Revelation. We'll see religious Babylon and political Babylon that rule the world in the great tribulation period will go down in a great judgment from God. Now, this is the first, probably the first mention of it in Scripture. He says in verse 3, "I have commanded my sanctified ones, I've also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness." Now, sanctified here does not quite mean what it means to us today. We've given it, shall I say, always a Christian connotation. It didn't have that always. All that the word means, that which is set apart for a specific purpose. And when it's set aside for a specific purpose, and it's God's purpose, then it is something that makes it very special. And all it means here is that God has raised up Babylon for a specific purpose. And the same thing that he did for Assyria. Assyria, God said, we saw it two or three chapters back, "O Assyrian, rod of mine anger." God says, "I'm going to use you to punish my people, and then I, in turn, will judge you." And that's the same thing about Babylon. What a remarkable thing that you have here. Now, we are told that anything can be sanctified if it's set apart for the use of God, or of God's creature. Verse 4 and 5 of 1 Timothy 4 reads, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer." How is it? Being set aside. And that's the reason that we should pray over our food. Thank God for it. That is set aside for the strengthening and nourishing of our body. Now, that food is no different than any other food, but it's now to be used for a special purpose, you see, and it's to be set aside with prayer. Now, we have here this nation of Babylon is set aside. God will use the Babylonians, just as he did the Assyrians, as instruments for punishing his people, and then God will judge them.